Time for the latest sport from the BBC with me, Colin Maitland. Where else could we start but at Wimbledon, where the championships reach a climax today, starting in a few minutes with the men's singles final. Setting the scene for us is Richard Fleming.
Well, Novak Djokovic is used to big matches, already a Grand Slam winner this year with victory at the Australian Open, but this is arguably the biggest of his glittering career. He's lost just once all year to Roger Federer at the French Open and will officially be installed as the new world number one when the rankings are updated on Monday. Rafa Nadal, the current number one, bidding for a third title at the All England Club, Djokovic hoping for his first. Head-to-head, Nadal leads 16-11, notably though Djokovic has won four in a row. They've met just once on grass in the final of Queens 3 years ago, with Nadal winning in straight sets. Despite reaching the final, Nadal, as I said, set to lose his number one ranking. All the more reason for him to want to prove a point. Centre court, Colin, is picture perfect. Two greats ready for action.
Richard Fleming. Well, a confrontation of a different sort took place in Hamburg, where the Ukrainian Vladimir Klitschko convincingly beat David Haye of Britain in their world heavyweight title fight. Haye had derided Klitschko in the build-up to the fight, calling him a robot and other even more unsavory names. Boxing critics had expressed doubts about Klitschko's abilities ever since successive knockout defeats in 1994, but Klitschko now feels he's answered all their questions.
2004, when I ended up on the floor of boxing after losing two fights in a row, and I was actually someone that was a broken man. So that was my payback. All of these years I've been fighting and been always motivated, and I always believed in myself. And to all the critiques, I want to say, eat your words, without exceptions. Eat your words.
In football, reports from Turkey say that police have detained more than 40 people for questioning over football match-fixing allegations, including the president of league champions Fenerbahce. Turkey internationals Serdar Kurbilga and Serkant Kalik, plus Nigeria international Emmanuel Emenike, were amongst those detained. The Chinese Super League leaders Guangzhou Evergrande have broken the national transfer record, buying Argentine midfielder Dario Concha from Brazilian club Fluminense for a fee of $10 million. Concha, voted player of the season in Brazil, signed a 3.5-year deal. On to cricket, and England won the toss and chose to bat in the third one-day international against Sri Lanka at Lord's. Both sides were unchanged from the second match of the series, which Sri Lanka won by 69 runs at Headingley to draw level at 1-1. And after 45 overs, England 205 for 5. Don't forget, Sunday Sports World starts in just a few minutes with coverage of that men's final at Wimbledon. But for now, from me,